morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 18th. You'll be interested to know, 177 years ago today, in the year 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention commenced in Seneca Falls, New York. Organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, this groundbreaking gathering marked the beginning of the organized women's rights movement in the United States. Stanton presented the Declaration of Sentiments, a document boldly proclaiming that all men and women are created equal, and outlining grievances against the unequal treatment of women. This convention ignited a nationwide movement, ultimately leading to the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920, granting women the right to vote. The Seneca Falls Convention stands as a monumental milestone in the ongoing pursuit of gender equality and so now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 69 degrees with 19 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a beautiful Friday with plenty of sunshine and a high near 82, accompanied by a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 63 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11:45 with a high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 85 and light southwest winds. Saturday night brings a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms with lows around 70. On Sunday, expect showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 p.m., then a high near 83. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 65. Monday stays sunny with a high near 79 and clear skies at night with a low around 60. Tuesday looks sunny again with a high near 80 and partly cloudy at night with a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a Massachusetts town is changing its name to Duncan for just one day on July 24th. The Stowe Select Board voted unanimously to honor the grand opening of a new Duncan store, marking the end of the town's Duncan Desert status. The previous two locations closed in 2022, and the situation gained national attention through a viral TikTok. Mark and Megan Pess, who own multiple Duncan franchises, purchased the former Beef North Ale site. The grand opening will feature giveaways, including 100 days of free coffee and a $5,000 donation to the Stowe Food Pantry. Now on to sports. Pittsburgh Steelers superstar pass rusher T.J. Watt has officially signed a long-awaited 3-year contract extension worth $123 million, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history for the second time. At 30 years old, Watt is poised to finish his career with the Steelers, where he is the all-time leader in career sacks. Winners from this deal include Watt himself, head coach Mike Tomlin, and new teammate Jalen Ramsey, while the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns find themselves in tough positions as they navigate their own contract situations. In local sports, tomorrow afternoon in Chicago, the Sox take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Lucas Giolito, sporting a solid 6-1 record with a 2.25 earned run average, faces Colin Rhee, who's 3-3 with a 3.91. This is game one of the three-game series with the Cubs favored. Expect sunny skies and 75 degrees with first pitch at 2:20. In top news, Republicans are poised to achieve their long-standing goal of cutting federal funding for public broadcasting following the Senate's approval of a $9 billion package. The vote was narrowly passed at 51-48, targeting the public broadcasting service, national public radio, and foreign aid. Notably, two Republicans, Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, dissented. This marks a significant shift in the Senate's approach to discretionary spending as the bill heads to the House for final approval. Critics, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, argue that these cuts will harm vulnerable communities both domestically and abroad. In business news, Netflix has solidified its position as a leading player in streaming and an impressive performer in the stock market. Despite a challenging period in early 2022, when subscriber losses led to a stock plunge, Netflix's share prices have since surged more than 500%, driven by revenue growth and strategic initiatives. Currently, the stock trades at approximately 59 times projected earnings, making it one of the most expensive in the S&P 500. If you had invested $1,000 in Netflix 10 years ago, it would now be worth an astonishing $11,102. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% for the week to about $121,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,600. And XRP is up 27% to $3.60. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. If you own an Intel Mac, you have a year to upgrade to a new model, as Apple has confirmed that macOS 27 will only support Apple Silicon. In June, Apple unveiled the latest version of macOS, cutting many Intel Macs from the compatibility list. The final version supporting Intel Macs will be macOS 26 Tahoe, which is limited to a few models, including the 13-inch MacBook Pro from 2020 and the 16-inch MacBook Pro from 2019. While these models will receive security updates for 2 years, fewer than 5 years of operating system updates is unusual for Apple. And in entertainment news, Arnold Schwarzenegger remains hopeful about the possibility of a King Conan movie, which could bring his iconic career full circle. In a recent interview with Collider, he reminisced about his early role in the 1982 film Conan the Barbarian and expressed a desire to continue the franchise. He noted that the right director and writing could lead to a successful sequel. Schwarzenegger mentioned discussions with director John Milius and highlighted the need to convince those who own the rights to move forward. He believes that a compelling script is within reach and hopes for progress soon. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American suffragist and social reformer, Carrie Chapman Catt. And she said, "To the wrongs that need resistance, to the right that needs assistance, to the future in the distance, give yourselves. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.